The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's a scam that you fell for? 1-800-330-9999. The car warranty calling. Listen, don't fall for that. We know it's fake. Like, they call you 17 times a day. Your car warranty does not expire that much. Trust me.
You mean you don't want to sign up? It's open enrollment time right now for insurance.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a great one. I love that one.
FBI has been looking to contact you your tax return as
that's
well.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but some of those scams, obviously, when you hear them, you're like, okay, who falls for this? Clearly, people do. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to do them over and over and over. But Raven, I did it again.
What?
I fell for the dumb buying the extended warranty on furniture.
Oh.
Again this weekend.
Oh,
yes. Me?
Oh, you'll have the protection. Oh. Of course. You'll have the protection for these items forever. Look at this. You've just picked out this beautiful sofa or this accent chair. You want it to look that way forever, right? And then if something happens, oh, forget it. There's always an excuse. What happened?
Well, so a couple years ago, I had bought this couch and it was great. And like a true moron, I bought the extended warranty on
it. Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I cover this beautiful sofa?
But they said to me, like, they sold me. They were like, if something should happen,
yes,
then you could just call and replace it.
Your pets,
yeah,
anything like that. Normal wear and tear will,
yep,
come over. This couch is going to stay new forever.
So, you know, lo and behold, of course, it happens that my daughter has a red popsicle, my 2-year-old, and it melts all over and I can't get the stain out. I tried absolutely everything. I send a picture to them.
Yep.
And it was like going to war with them because they were starting to scrutinize everything else on the cushions.
Oh, of course. Any reason to not show up.
Yeah. And they didn't. They said that. So my dog like paws at the end of the couch. So it was frayed. So they said, well, what's that? So I'm, you know, being unsuspecting and I guess just.
You
I
told the truth.
Yeah.
You made the mistake of
telling them the truth.
You can never do that.
Yeah. I'm like, my dog did that. Like, that's not why I want to replace the cushion.
Right.
It's the stains, you know.
Right. That part doesn't bother me. But then they say they're not going to do it because of that part.
Exactly.
Right?
They said they were not going to cover the stain because the dog had damaged the cushion previously. I go, but wait a minute. Shouldn't that also be covered under the warranty? Long story short, they didn't cover anything.
My wife never lets me make those phone calls anymore because I tell the truth.
Right.
If I'm prompted with a question, I look at it like, you know, oh, quiz time. Let me answer this question.
Nope.
And immediately she's in the kitchen going, no.
Right.
No, I just don't make those phone calls anymore.
I did it again this weekend. I went and I bought this new like little small table for my family room. And the guy was just like, well, you know, if you chip it, you have small children.
Oh,
and,
come on with that.
And I, like an idiot, I was like,
yeah,
well,
okay.
$25. All right. That seems like a good investment. And then I walked out. I go, how did I fall for this again?
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
Why would I do that? I just fell for a scam too. But, you know, here's the thing about scams is, so there you're trying to protect something. So somebody has played up on your emotional side of it, right?
Yeah.
The other ways that people get to you scams is if they know you, right? If you have a trust or something like that with these people. And I just fell for it again. I'm getting ready to send money. Well, I didn't fall for it technically yet, but I'm getting ready to send money for my 30-year high school graduation reunion. Here's the thing. I bought tickets for the 20-year graduation reunion, which did not happen, and I never got a refund. I bought the tickets. Me plus one.
You know, we're in a pandemic. Like, there's no way there's actual event going to happen.
No. This is for the next year. It's not for this year. It's for next year. They say they're trying to get in front of it again this time, but I have no beliefs that it will happen even next year.
I like to think that all the alumni are just laughing in a classroom somewhere.
And dancing with my money.
And they're just saying, just take Raven's money.
They're just dancing with my money.
Some scams you fall for. I've fallen for a couple of them that I'm embarrassed about. What scam did you actually fall for? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's the scam that you fell for? 1-800-330-9999. Smart people fall for scams. It's true. Because usually when you think of people falling for scams, you immediately think that it's either somebody elderly or somebody that's just plain dumb. But that's not true at all.
Yeah.
They get more and more educated, these scammers, and they get you.
Yeah, well, they're savvy, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they can do the Facebook detective thing and all that stuff nowadays. So they kind of, you know, they identify what it is that you're about. They might see that you're a family type person. Then they prey on the, well, your grandson or your kid was in an accident or something like that. You know, they get crafty.
That actually happened to my dad. Got that call from my cousin, so his nephew, and, you know, saying that we have your nephew hostage, right. all that. And my dad just...
Hostage? Yeah. Or no, he was arrested?
No, he said they had him hostage.
Oh,
that's what he said.
I don't fall for the hostage.
My dad just hung up. I go, but Daddy, what if... I go, did you call him? Did you call
You know
Mario
what, your dad was probably
okay?
like, he worked for me for a while here at the restaurant. He doesn't have that many redeeming qualities. You keep him.
When did you fall for a scam? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna Raven.
Oh, my goodness. I was on Amazon, and this message popped up that said it was the loyalty program for Amazon. And so I would be entered. So if I answered a couple of questions, I'd be put in a drawing for a new iPad.
Oh.
So I actually put it on. I answered the question, and sure enough, quote, unquote, I won an iPad. And so I entered my credit card information like an idiot because I had a favor.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my God, I think I just got scammed, because then I realized I wasn't on Amazon.
Right. Right. And Amazon. Right. And Amazon is famously the place that ships for free most of the time. Right? Especially if it was their rewards program. Right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Terrible.
And then you feel so dumb after. Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What scam did you fall for?
Oh, my God. I felt like such an idiot. My son, who was in seventh grade at the time, went and found this thing from a tax sale called a scythe. It was like a long stick with machetes on it, you know, like they used to plow the land when they were back in the 19...
Yeah, the Grim Reaper carries one. That's definitely something you should buy for your son. Okay.
Yeah, and so he fixed it with my dad, and they had a nice little time together, and then he thought it was worth so much money, so he put it on eBay, and some guy said he would pay him like $1,200. And I like to raise my kids like being independent, so I let him pay, do this and all that. So the guy sent $1,500 and we cashed it.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, please send back whatever. And the next thing you know it, we were out $1,500.
Oh,
right.
My God.
I was like, what? Oh, my God. I Western Union'd it, you know?
Right. As a DJ, we deal with these scams all the time. I just got a check in the mail the other day for like $3,000.
And then you cash it? And
no,
then
of course not. But, I'm not crazy. She's crazy, not me.
Right.
That was the point. I'm sorry that happened to you guys. Yeah. That's terrible. That's it. That's why you never let your son run around with a Grim Reaper tool or sell it again.
It's true.
My God, unbelievable.
Let that be a lesson to you.
When did you fall for a scam? It happens, even to smart people. 1-800-330-9999. Your calls are coming up next. Smart people fall for scams. It happens. There's a reason why they're scams, because they outsmart you sometimes. When did you fall for a scam? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
There was an Apple charge on my statement. It didn't look familiar to me. So I looked up on the internet, you know, the Apple phone number, and it came up and it had a picture of like, you know, two young representatives. So I called this number. The woman gets on the line and I said, I just wanted you to check what this charge was because it didn't look familiar. You know, I give her a little bit of information and she says, oh, yes, I can see that you're being scammed 7 different locations. They're taking money out right now. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank God I called. And all of a sudden she had me. She was in my phone remotely. She was asking for password, then told me that in order to, you know, fix the problem, I had to open an Apple Card with them. And I was like so nervous and giving her all this information, date of birth. And then all of a sudden she asked me for my license number. And what was happening was she was in my phone,
right,
and looking up all my credit cards.
Right.
But my gosh.
The scam was really on her. All my credit cards were maxed out, so they couldn't get any money.
Well, thank God for that.
Well, thank God you already made terrible financial planning before that.
I'm going to say that to
like
my husband.
It sounds like a very sophisticated scam.
I'm going to say that to my husband all the time. If we have no money, they can't steal it, so you're welcome. Hi, when did you get scammed?
Yeah, when I was with my brother, I got three of them, and somebody called saying that they had my brother because they got into an accident with him, and they wanted $10,000 up front. And if we called the cops, they were going to just kill him.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. So he got into a car accident, and he was a hostage. So you got the combo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How did you handle it?
Well, me and my brother, first things first, is we got weapons. And
right. And then you were like, let's meet
brother,
up.
You know.
Right, right. We're first.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the scam that you fell for?
Please do not judge me on this one. I'm one of those girls. I guess I'm one of those people that I fell for, you know, this scam. I was talking to this guy online, and, you know, we kind of built up this relationship, and we were talking for a year and a half, really, online, calling, texting, and all of that. He said he hit a rough patch, he lost his job, and asked me if I could loan him some money, like, to cover his rent. So I sent him $1,200. He stopped calling me back. He stopped answering my texts. He blocked me on all social media, like, just gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
I just don't know what happened. I fell for this scam, but for a year and a half we were talking.
Wait, but where did he live? Obviously, he didn't live close by to you if you never actually met him. You never met him, though.
The dude lives on another continent. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
He's got a fake email address, and he's like, you know, he's in Russia or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he might actually be dead. So you can look at it like that, because, and if he got the $1,200 from you, he should have came back and said how you saved his life and all that stuff, and then hit you up for like 5 G's after that. So he might have actually been hit by a bus or a truck.
Not if he blocked her.
I'm just saying, traffic laws in other countries, they're dangerous. There's not as many crosswalks and stuff.
All right, you can head to our Facebook page. When did you actually fall for a scam? If we help each other out, then maybe we can survive it all together. If you're not friends with us yet, you can search for Anna and Raven.